Welcome to the Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you're listening to episode 24. Today's episode is about how much should I ask for? This question comes up so frequently that I thought I have to do an episode on it. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking about how much you should ask for. But before we jump in, I want to share a review that came from Momo3. She gave a 5-star review of Fundraising Freedom, the book, and thank you so much for this incredible review. She wrote, "If you dread fundraising, this is the book for you. I hated fundraising. I ran from it for as long as I could in life. Whenever we had to sell wrapping paper or fruit in elementary school, I would work to buy it all myself so as to avoid the dreaded ask. I think I still have some leftover candy bars from fifth grade. But as the director of a nonprofit, I found that there is no way around fundraising. Then Mary Valone and Fundraising Freedom came into my life. This book changed the way I view fundraising. It gave me 7 manageable steps to devise a logical plan for raising funds in a way that isn't painful. In fact, because of this book, Mary's podcast, and coaching course, I have not only been able to successfully fundraise without begging or sounding desperate, the whole way I view fundraising has changed drastically and is something I'm proud to invite people to be a part of. So grateful to have found a roadmap and friend to help me navigate the world of fundraising successfully and with way less stress. Mary and this book are always so positive and encouraging. Mary knows her stuff and is passionate to share her knowledge with anyone in order to truly make the world a better place, $1 and 1 volunteer at a time." Thank you so much. That was so awesome. I appreciate that review, and it is an so much fun for me to be able to share life with you guys and to really teach you a few things about fundraising along the way. So thank you so much for that review, Momo3. So once again, I encourage you guys to write a review of Fundraising Freedom on Amazon or jump onto iTunes or whatever, format you're listening to this podcast. Jump in and write a review about the podcast. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what you like or don't like, for that matter, about the podcast, and just would love to hear from you guys and just so that I can continue to do more of what you like. So, all right, well, let's jump in. Today's content is about how much should I ask for? And as always, I usually pick up what happens the week before as I'm talking to fundraisers and what are the prominent questions that continue to come up in conversation. And so I love really identifying some of the things that are maybe holding you back from raising more funds, and let's address them. Let's talk about what it is that you can do better. And let's switch it up. Let's figure out how to do this together. So the question is, how much should I ask for? So I will say right away is that I've never ever lost a donor because I asked for too much, or I didn't ask for enough for that matter. So asking for the perfect amount is not the goal here. The goal here is to get a good fit, that as you're talking to a donor and you come to the place where you really feel like they're a good fit for your organization or for your cause, it's now time to make the ask. And I've talked about it before, about actually making the ask and how do you do it and what are some ways that you can say it so that it's not so intimidating or overwhelming, but you do have to ask. And I really do encourage you to ask for a specific amount, because when you don't ask for anything and you just say, "Hey, we'd love for you to be a part of it," it does leave the question open-ended. It isn't specific about what you need. So think about whenever you're trying to help somebody else out, not this isn't about them helping you, but just imagine the ways that you've helped other people. The only way you know how to help them is if they ask you exactly what they need. So if they say, "I need you to pick me up from the airport," they're saying, "I need you to pick me up from the airport," not, "I need you to do something for me and whatever you want to do, that's fine," right? That's not what you want. You want somebody to pick you up from the airport. So you're really specific and you ask exactly what you need so that they can fulfill that need for you. So the same thing goes for this, is that you want them to be able to honor and to give you what exactly you need. So if you need $50, then ask for $50. If you need for $100,000, ask for $100,000. But this is where it comes down to, can somebody actually give you $100, or can somebody actually give you $100,000? And being realistic about about the ask. How much are you asking for and making sure that it's something that they actually can do? If I ask you to drive me to the airport and you don't own a car, then you're not a good fit to drive me to the airport. So it's the same question. If somebody doesn't have the ability to give you a gift of $100,000, asking for it is going to be a waste of your time and a waste of theirs. It seems silly, right? So that is the question, is that you want to make sure that whatever you ask for, the person can actually reciprocate and answer by being able to fulfill that need for you. So I want to start by just telling you that don't stress over the number. You know, don't worry about how much you're asking for. The bigger question is, what is the need? So identifying what it is that you actually do need, like I said, and then being able to say, here's what we need. So if you need $2,000 a month, then you're sharing, you know, here's what my current need is that I need to raise $2,000 a month. But whether you need it or not is not the question. It goes back to being able to ask them if they would consider being a part of it. And so this is how I want you to ask for it. Some people really need that specific verbiage. And so I want to give that to you. I want you to be able to ask the question and do it in a way where it feels really comfortable to you. So one of the things, the way that I like to do it is just saying, would you consider a gift of, and then fill in the blank. So would you consider a gift of $100 a month? Would you consider a gift of $50 a month? And then go from there. Another way that you can do it is I like to acknowledge how much some of the other people are giving. So we tend to want to donate to things that other people are donating to, because you know it's a good thing. If there's kind of that you know, team, that group effort, when you see a bunch of people being a part of an activity or an event, it gets you excited and it makes you want to be a part of it. So there's kind of that group mentality that comes with it. So if I tell somebody that we have several donors that have come on board, and on average, I'm seeing several that are coming in at $50 a month and some are coming in at $100. And so, but we have just a variety of, you know, you do what's best for you, and I want you to be able to give at whatever level you feel comfortable. But I have been asking if others would consider a gift of $100. So you start to kind of create a language that is really comfortable for you. But when you share what other people are doing, I think it helps the conversation, because it's not such a hard sell. It's not so overwhelming to your donor to be like, oh, okay, well, that's great that you need $2,000 a month, but yeah, I can't give you $2,000 a month. And the fact that you have decided that I should give $100 a month is also might be a little presumptuous. So that's where I do like to share the conversation of, well, I've had several donors come in at that $100 a month, but some have come in at 50 or 150 or whatever the number is. So you can kind of fluctuate with that a little bit, but there really is no right answer. And just want to throw that out there, that you can't really get this wrong, because how would you know if the person you're talking to just got a raise? Or how would you know if that person just received an inheritance, or something had happened in their life? They sold a business or sold a home, and they just so happen to have extra income that they weren't anticipating. And so now here you are sitting across the table from them, and you're asking them to make a financial contribution to your cause. It just might so happen that you are talking to them at the right, at the exact moment where they have additional funding that they can give. So this is where I like to just encourage you to be you. Be as authentic and be as genuine as possible, and think about, how would you want to be asked? How would you want somebody to ask you to be a part of it? And usually it's because, you know, there is a need, and I know that, hey, when somebody comes and asks me for help, I know that, hey, I can help them. You know, if they need something that's within my means and I can help them, absolutely, I'm going to do whatever I can to help them. So that is the conversation that you're having with somebody. It's really not about having this magical number float across the table and them, you know, seeing, oh, okay, well, they need this. So, you know, I mean, yeah, oh, they asked for $100. Okay, I can do $100. It just depends on the person. It just depends on the conversation. But one of the things that's a good gauge a good way just to think through is that if you think somebody has the ability to give somewhere around $100 or less, if you stay within the same kind of digits, so if I ask for $100 and they can give $200, or I ask for $200 and they can give $500, I'm at least in the same kind of that hundreds, you know, of dollar range. But if somebody has the ability to give in the hundreds of thousands of dollars or the tens of thousands, then if I ask for $10,000 and they can give $20,000, you're still, once again, in the right range. And it's not going to be awkward when you ask for that. But my encouragement to you is to always go high. So I have an example where we asked a gentleman to give, we actually asked for $200,000. The conversation was very specific about what it was going to take for us to fulfill the project that we were doing. And we asked specifically for them to be a part of that project. We knew right away in the conversation that they were excited about the project. We wouldn't have even been in the conversation with them had they not shown an interest. But when we mentioned that it was going to cost $200,000 for us to do this, we already had it in our mind that we wanted this donor to give $100,000. So when the conversation happened and they responded and said, yes, we can do $100,000, it wasn't by chance that we asked for 200. See how we were in that same, you know, same number, same digits, 100,000, 200,000, 300,000. We were still in the right price range. So it wasn't embarrassing. It wasn't uncomfortable. We were in the right, we were in that pocket for what they would consider. But when a lot of people are like, well, how do you know that somebody has the ability to give $100,000 or $200,000? And this comes in step two of the fundraising freedom process. Run your research. Know your donors. As you're building relationships with your donors, you very much, I mean, you know what they're a part of. You know what organizations they're currently supporting because you ask and they share. And so just by having conversation with people, you start to find out what it is that they care about, what it is that they're currently giving to, and what they've financially given in the past. So that gives me an idea. When I hear that somebody is given a gift of $10,000 or $20,000, then I kind of know that that's a comfortable range for them. There's an individual that I've been doing research on, and I ran across an article where they gave $1 million. There was an article that was written that they gave $1 million to their university, to their alma mater. So in my mind, I know this couple has the ability to give in the $1 million range. Now, is my cause worthy of $1 million? Maybe, you know, and so that's the whole thing is I have to still find the right fit, the right ask for this person in order to even consider giving at that level. But by doing my research, I found out right away that $1 million is not out of the question for this couple. But if you start to talk to somebody and they've never mentioned that they've given in that price range before, or they've never given in thousands of dollars in, you know, at the level, you would know that, hey, that's a real stretch for me to even consider asking for that kind of money. But isn't that interesting how it's, I mean, it really doesn't take that much to figure it out. And you just start following their process, start asking questions, but doing it in a way where it's really simple to say, hey, I know you've been a part of this organization. What kinds of projects have you been a part of? Now, I'm not asking for specific dollar amounts. I'm not saying, oh, how much did you give them? I'm asking, what kinds of projects have you been a part of? And if they talk about, well, I renovated a kitchen, or I helped build a building. You know, one of my favorite projects that I got to be a part of was that my wife and I got to, you know, get naming rights on one of the buildings in our community. Okay, naming rights on a building is an expensive donation. So that's somebody who's giving at a significant level. I would say thousands, tens of thousands, and potential even in the millions. So just be kind of, you know your community, you know what that organization might charge for something like that. So now you can kind of gauge on how much you're asking somebody. But I usually say just use that rule of thumb is that if you can kind of stay within, if they're maybe a $50 donor and you go up to $100, I mean, that's not out of their price range. And that's not embarrassing. It's, you know, it doesn't make anybody feel uncomfortable. But always shoot high. If you think somebody has the capacity to do $100, don't be afraid to ask for $200 or $250. And let them come back, because then it does allow them to kind of feel like, oh, well, I got to meet you in the middle. You know, I can't do 250, but I could probably do 100. And that just makes them feel good that it's like, hey, okay, I can do something. But also just make sure that you give them an idea that, hey, if they do give $100 or they do give 150, that's still okay. Like, that is amazing. And that would be super helpful for what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So understanding kind of that gauge in the middle is really good. You know, every conversation, you know, I walk into, I want to answer the question, what do I want? So if I'm going to go meet with somebody, I'm going to go have coffee with somebody or, schedule a video Skype or Zoom call with somebody, I know exactly what I want before I walk into the meeting. So I'm never coming in blind. And I never have a cookie cutter request of somebody. So if right now you're thinking, okay, every single person I talk to, I'm asking for $100. Well, guys, that is silly, right? I mean, assuming that every single person that you know and come in contact with that could be a potential donor to your cause is going to give the exact same amount, that's just silly. You know, I mean, some are going to be able to give more and some are going to be, you know, only able to do less, and that's okay. And so you're giving your potential donor the ability to make a decision, make a choice as to how could they bless you? How could they give and be a significant part? So I'm always looking for ways that what does it mean if somebody gives $50 a month? Or what does it mean if somebody gives a one-time gift of $10,000? How are they impacting your cause? How are they making, if it's a project that you're trying to do, maybe it's that you're trying to buy a car or you're building a building, and somebody can actually cover the cost of part of that, half of that, you know, a quarter of it. Give them a real tangible way of how those donations are going to impact lives and how they're going to be able to really, do something special for your cause. So I want to know very specifically, what am I asking for? And like I said, it's not cookie cutter. So there's a guy that I went and sat down with. I went into the meeting with one of our volunteers. We sat down at the meeting, and the gentleman was a jeweler. And when we were talking to him, I knew, as I was sitting down with him, I knew exactly what I wanted. I wanted a Rolex, right? I wanted a Rolex. I had been working for years on my event, and I wanted a Rolex. And so the question, you know, when I walked in there, I'm like, well, I want the guy to come to my event. And I want him to donate a Rolex to our auction. So, I mean, when we walked in and we started having conversation and talking to him about being a part of what we were doing, we continued to talk about what could they do? What kinds of ways could they market their organization, their company in a way that would really brand them and partner with us in a big way? And of course, when it came time, you know, to wrap up the conversation, he said, okay, well, what do you guys need? What do you want? I mean, we went in for it. I mean, flat out, we said, we want you to buy a table. We want you to buy 10 tickets. Come to the event. Number one, I need you to be there. We want you to experience it, have a great time, and really just be a part of the event. That was a very large ask. I was asking for $10,000 for 10 tickets to come to an event. So $10,000, we wanted $10,000 in cash. And then the next ask was, we want a Rolex. Would you put a Rolex into the auction? Now that's another $10,000 we were asking for in product. So the ask was $20,000, $10,000 in cash and a Rolex. And we walked away from that meeting with $10,000 and a Rolex. I mean, it was a relationship that we had been cultivating for a few years by this point. So by the time we were sitting down and having lunch together, the conversation was smooth. It was, we came to your event last year. We had such a great time. We loved every minute of it and we want to be a part of it. So we already knew before we sat down that they wanted in. How can we be a part of what it is that you're doing? But he has a jewelry store, so he could have donated just about anything when it came to product, when it comes to jewelry. But I knew our committee had already talked about it, and we knew specifically that we wanted a Rolex. So as you can see, when I went in and asked, I knew he could donate a Rolex. I knew he had the capacity to write a check for $10,000. And then we just talked about, how do you guys want to be marketed, branded? What sorts of ways can we really hype up this Rolex, get in the media, showcase what it is that you're doing so that you feel really good about making this contribution and you're a part of something really, really big in our community. So as you can see, the whole entire process was smooth because I had such clarity and my volunteer had such clarity. And so by the time we made the ask, it was really, really incredible. We walked away and everybody felt so good about it. So, but I did aim high, you know. I went after that $10,000 table. He only bought two tickets and came to the event the year before. So I went from asking $2,000 to $10,000. So it was quite the jump, but I knew he could afford it. I knew it was possible. So that is where you just have to use common sense. Use common sense to know what is okay to ask for and what's not. So all this to be said is that I really want you to be able to go in and be yourself, but know exactly how somebody is going to impact your organization and your cause. If you don't believe that the person across the table can do anything for you, then you shouldn't be sitting across the table from them. But if the person who's sitting at the table, or you're having the conversation over the phone or through video Skype, you know that person, you should be in relationship with them already. So when you're asking them for help, asking them to serve and give to your cause, know what you want. So it doesn't always have to be cash. When you go in and ask, it may be that they have a contact or a connection that you want them to make for you. So be ready to know what it is that that they have the capacity to do. If they can't drive you to the airport, don't ask them to drive you to the airport, right? So that's the same thing. Just use that gauge as far as, you know, is this silly for me to even ask this? Are they even capable of doing it? And then when you do have the conversation, you're able to say, here, you know, would you consider a gift of $100 a month? We have several donors who are giving in at that amount, and we'd love for you to be a partner at that level. And then give them the opportunity to say yes or no. You can also use the gauge of, we want you in. We don't care how much you give, we want you in, you know, but here's what we need. Here's what we need in order for us to fulfill our mission. And we'd love for you to consider a gift. And maybe that's $1,000 or maybe that's two or three. But we want you to consider giving at a minimum of $1,000 if that's possible. You know, so you can kind of gauge and go from there. So, you know, today this conversation has been, you know, it's really, really important. And I want to make sure that you feel comfortable when you do go talk to somebody and know that you're not putting yourself out there in a way that might put them off or ruin the relationship. When you ask for something from someone else, it truly is that it's a win-win and you have something to offer. Your cause has something great to offer. Remember that they can't get what you're doing anywhere else. You are unique and special and you've got something really great to offer a potential donor. So be sure to share all those highlights about what it is that's in it for them. When you ask, don't ask for anything until they know what's in it for them. Here's what we want to offer to you, and here's what we want you to consider offering to us. And be bold, be strong, be confident that you can go in and make that ask. So I encourage you today, you know, just get out there and be bold. Be bold in what it is that you have to offer because your cause is important and your people need you. The people you serve need you today. So go out there, go change the world, one volunteer and $1 at a time.
What could could your favorite charity do if money were not an object? Most nonprofit leaders say they know what to do, they just don't know how to do it. What if you had a resource that showed you step by step how to raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission? Hi, I'm Mary Valone, author of Fundraising Freedom, and I've raised millions of dollars for charity, and I'd love to show you exactly how to do it and how to recruit the right team to back you. Fundraising Freedom, 7 Steps to Build and Sustain Your Next Campaign. Available now at maryvalone.com, amazon.com, and online at all major bookstores. Get your copy and give the gift of Fundraising Freedom to your favorite charity today.